Thompson to score. This is the unselfish play. From three, yes! Klay Thompson is 7 for 7 from downtown.
What up, everybody? Welcome into Locked On Warriors. I'm your host, Charles T. Hamilton. The Warriors beat down the Lakers 130 to 111. That score still doesn't even tell the whole story. Klay goes off. Boogie's second game. Little sideline fireworks. I guess it's just what happens at Staples. That's all coming up next here on Locked On Warriors on the Locked On Podcast Network.
You are Locked On Warriors, your daily Golden State Warriors podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
What up, everybody? Welcome into Locked On Warriors. I'm your host, Charles T. Hamilton, bringing you the goods from another Warriors win, their eighth straight overall and their seventh straight on the road, 130-111. Again, that doesn't quite tell the story. Warriors were up 36 at one point, I believe, and it was a fourth quarter full of garbage time. Might as well just start with some game notes, and then we'll get to Klay Thompson, the headliner, the 44-point man, Boogie, Jordan Bell. We'll get to everyone, no doubt. But let's just start with some game notes, because it was a game that lacked a little luster, I guess you could say, with LeBron out and Rondo and Lonzo Ball all out. Again, not that anyone besides LeBron would have tipped the scales at all, but, you know, they Lakers would have been better with Lonzo and Rondo. Maybe they would have lost by 15 instead of 19. This game, though, regardless of who was playing, I think the Warriors were going to take it very seriously, similar to the game against Denver. But one could also make the argument, you know, the city of L.A. The Warriors do like L.A., and it seemed, I don't know, it seemed like one of those Warriors games where they just had, you know, three nights overall in Los Angeles. Because they did, and they enjoy the nightlife down there, I guess. Not that I'm there to give you a rundown of it, but we've seen it before. And we saw it tonight as well. It was a rough start for the Warriors, for all Warriors that weren't named Klay Thompson. Klay Thompson comes out, hot start, and that'll be a theme tonight because he was incredible. He was that level of Klay that we see sometimes. I mean, that we only see maybe once a month, something like that. Feels like we've actually seen it more this year than usual, even with the bad start to the season, that we're seeing more of it this year, more, you know, one game, incredibly hot Klay games. But as I said, Klay came out, started hot, and it was just kind of ugly to start besides Klay. You know, Steph had a rough game. He started 1-of-4 in the first quarter. Draymond was 0-of-2. Boogie was 0-of-1. KD was 2-of-4. Looney, 1-of-2. Andre, 1-of-1. So no one really got anything going besides Klay. Klay had 11 in the first quarter, was knocking down pretty much everything. He wasn't really firing from three, though. He was only 1-of-1 from three in the first. He wasn't out there searching for his shot immediately. But he pretty much carried them in the first quarter. Warriors, you know, they win the first quarter 29-24. Nothing special. The Lakers, they just, without LeBron, they're just not very good. They just aren't. They don't have a lot of shooting. And even with LeBron, they don't have a lot of shooting, obviously. But there's just a lack of shooting. You got guys like Lance Stephenson and Michael Beasley getting minutes. It's just, I don't know. I don't know how I feel about the Lakers. I'm obviously not super high on them. But if I were the Lakers, I would also wait to make a move because I don't think there's a big move to be made out there at the trade deadline, unless it's Anthony Davis, obviously. But that's a whole nother story for a whole nother day. I don't know. I was just thinking about the Lakers roster watching this game, and it's kind of a mess. Kind of a mess. But anyways, back to the game. Boogie, not his best game, obviously. He's only played two games, and the first game was pretty good. And what we're seeing is a guy who is playing in his second game of the year, or the second game in a year, did not have a training camp, did not have a preseason, and is going to have to knock off some rust. And we saw that. He had two fouls in his first 5 minutes, which is not great. But the silver lining to that is that he played 5 minutes. His last couple stretches were right around four. So he's kind of expanding his minutes a little bit. He was able to get a couple rebounds. He drew a charge, but also, you know, tried to take another charge that did not get called. As I said before, before he started playing, he's not a great defender. He's not a rim protector, but he is a guy who will draw charges and tries to. And the one he did get was pretty funny because he let out a scream like, I don't know. It was comical, though. I enjoyed it. If anyone else noticed, I think you did, too. So not his greatest game, obviously, but he's still working his way back. He was somewhat of a force on the boards tonight, which was good to see. He did get his passing going as well. In that first quarter, the team was just not crisp, not up-tempo. It wasn't sloppy, so to speak, but it just didn't feel like Warriors basketball initially. And, you know, they corrected it. Klay corrected it pretty much by himself. But it also, it did kind of feel like there was a team that had two off nights in L.A. And in that first 6 minutes of the first quarter, they only scored 10 points. It was 10-10 after 6 minutes of play. So it, as you can see, and I'm sure as you all saw watching the game, it was kind of ugly, especially that first quarter. But in the second, it started with Boogie, Klay, Draymond, Andre, and Sean, which is an interesting lineup that I think will work out nice, especially once Boogie really knocks the rust off and can get it going. I saw some glimpses of a nice two-man game from Klay and Boogie where Boogie is just massive, dude. He is a big, big man to where he didn't really even fully set a screen, but just standing in the way of someone is enough to get Klay an open look. One of the other good things was Boogie continued to run in transition. He was not, lazy. I don't want to say lazy. He continued to show a lot of effort, which was a question of how he would fit with this team. And Steve Kerr said it. Other people said it. They're not going to slow down for DeMarcus Cousins. And they shouldn't. And Boogie has fit in pretty well so far. To the point that he's running the floor that I was mentioning, he's been doing that. And it's worked. I mean, he had a bucket today where Klay, Andre, and Boogie are all running the floor. And Klay tries to fire a pass to Andre that gets tipped. And Boogie's there to recover it and get the easy layup. And he was there because he's running the floor and because he's showing effort. Similar to plays that JaVale McGee made last year. But usually when you give that effort, it works out. And that was one of the situations where it did. But some of the negatives from Boogie tonight, as we saw, he is rusty. He's just rusty. I mean, I don't want to be too hard on him because it's only his second game back in a year. But he had a couple sloppy possessions where he would try and create. He'd try and create off the dribble, and it just looked bad. And had a bad outcome also, where, you know, he would turn it over, would go into an ugly shot, or he'd have to kick it out because, you know, he would lose the handle. But again, I'm sure that's something that's going to clean itself up. Tonight, he seemed a little hesitant to shoot at times, and I think that's something that they'll show him on film and say, look, man, that jumper's there for you. Take it. You are a legit jump shooter, so why would you not take these? He was only 2 of 9 on the night. He did have 8 points and 9 rebounds, and so I don't want to call him a force on the boards because he did only have 9 rebounds, but man, he is a force by the boards, at least. He's nasty. Anthony Slater had a great term. He's a power rebounder, and that's exactly what he is. It is something that the Warriors haven't had. I can't even remember because Bogut wasn't really that. I mean, Bogut would get it done, but not in the same aggressive physical way that Boogie would. And it definitely wasn't Zaza or JaVale or anyone else. So those were good signs. He also played longer stretches. I mentioned that earlier. He played 5 in the first, 6 in the second, right around 6 in the third, and then a little less in the fourth just because the game was wrapped up. You know, I think he got five in the fourth. The game was wrapped up, and I wasn't sure if Steve Kerr was going to play him in the fourth because it was with a bench unit. It was with Jarebko and McKinney and Quinn Cook, and I think Sean Livingston was out there too. So I wasn't sure if Kerr would play him. He did. He just needs the minutes. He needs the conditioning. So why not? Why the hell not? I want to get to Clay, and I'm going to talk plenty about him and his night. But first thing I need to do is take a quick break. We're going to come back, talk all about Clay, talk a little Steph, and everything else from tonight's game. That's coming up next here on Locked On Warriors on the Locked On Podcast Network. What up, everybody? Welcome into Locked On Warriors. Charles T. Hamilton is me. I am your host. What's good? So talked about last night's game against the Lakers. Wasn't anything to write home about except for Klay Thompson, who we are going to talk about extensively right now. Klay ended with 44 points on 17 of 20 shooting, 10 of 11 from three. It's just one of those Klay games where only Klay can get this hot. To go 10 of 11 from three, Steph will knock down 10 threes. He's got, I think, 12 games of 10 made threes at least. And they usually don't come on 11 shots, though. 17 of 20 for Klay. He had three rebounds, two assists, one block. Klay getting a block, man. That's great. He was plus 29 on the night, 44 points. Just another great Klay outcome, great Klay game. And it was fun. I think it's tough to say because when Steph goes off, it's usually a little more needed. I mean, I don't know. Klay's had huge games in the Western Conference Finals. But just when Klay goes off, it's a little more fun. I don't know why, at least for my enjoyment. I don't know why, but it is. To go through Klay's line here, first quarter, 5 of 7, 1 of 1 from 3, 11 points. Second quarter, 4 for 4, 2 for 2 from 3, 10 points. Third quarter, 8 of 9 from the field, 7 of 8 from 3, 23 points. Fourth quarter, a lot of rest. Fourth quarter, just chilling. I mean, none of the starters besides DeMarcus played in the fourth quarter. Klay Thompson had himself a Klay Thompson night. And I mentioned before, and I guess I should stop mentioning it, when he has a bad game, I'll the next game say something to look for is to make sure he bounces back, which he has done consistently now. So maybe I will stop, but knowing me, probably not. But I guess we'll call this a bounce back after going 0-4 from 3 against the Clippers and only scoring 12 points. I'll say 44 points on 17 of 20 is a solid bounce back for Klay Thompson. A nice little note here for Klay, going 10 of 11 from 3, actually bumped his three-point percentage up from 36 to 38 in one freaking game. I think Klay's going to be just fine. He did have 21 in the first half, but it was the third quarter where he really exploded, and there were some pretty funny moments from Klay, and I think that's why I enjoy it so much, because I just find Klay hilarious. But he came out, was knocking down shots immediately, knocks down a couple threes. Of the first 17 points for the Warriors in the third, Klay had 14 of them in the first 2 minutes and 5 seconds of the third quarter and bumped it up to 17 within the first 3 minutes and 30 seconds of the third quarter. Klay was just Klay. He was as hot as we've seen him. There were a couple funny moments throughout the third where, you know, when Klay gets hot, everyone looks for him. Everyone looks for him on this team. And Steph, on a transition, fast break, looks for Klay, fires it across the court to him. KD snipes right in front, picks that thing off, throws down the layup, and unintentionally jacked Klay's intended pass. But it was pretty funny. Klay also did a good job of, once the Lakers really started overplaying him, knowing that the Warriors were just going to be forcing it to him, of saying, okay, and getting his teammates involved. He kicked it to Steph for a three that rattled in and out about four times and finally went down, which would be apropos for Steph tonight because he had a really rough game. He also dropped it down to Draymond for a layup. Klay was playing smart, and he also had himself a quick 8-point run early in the third, three layup, and then a heat check three that he dropped in. Klay was loving it. He was having the time of his life. He's pointing out Money Mayweather in the crowd, you know, flashing the money sign. Regardless of how you feel about Mayweather, it was still pretty funny. It was a pretty amazing Klay night, for sure. One couple other funny notes I just want to get out there before we move on. Draymond, there was a sequence where Mo Wagner came in for the Lakers, and KD ends up fouling him on a 3-point shot, and the camera catches Mo, you know, talking a little trash or whatever, and Draymond all of a sudden was just relentless talking to Mo Wagner. Like, relentless. The kid went 1 of 3 from the free throw line, and Draymond was having a good time with it, as was Boogie. I don't think Mo was having a good time. Draymond drops in a layup on the next possession and lets Mo know about it as well. I thought it was funny. You know, Draymond standing up for a teammate, man. You got to love that kind of stuff. A funny sequence, possession, what have you, happened only because we know that everything is okay. But Steph Curry, this was just also apropos for his night. Steph went 3 of 12, 2 of 10 from 3. He did have 12 assists and 5 rebounds, so I don't want to act like it was all bad. But shooting-wise, scoring-wise, it was a rough one for him. 11 points on 3 of 12 shooting, 2 of 10 from 3. Steph picks off a pass. Fast break, and you see him looking back, making sure he's got enough time. And I know you guys were probably thinking the same thing I was, because I was going, oh, throw it down, Steph. Get yourself your first dunk of the year, or second, or whatever. And he's getting ready to throw it up, maybe throw up, because it was this bad. He takes a hard stop, and, you know, the announcers were saying it might have been slippery because it might have been a wet spot because of the fact that the Kings, the hockey team, played there earlier in the day. Or maybe Steph just caught an edge on his shoe and just slips right out from under him. Luckily, he's fine, and it was, you know, lucky he fell the way he did. He's able to get the ball back in the corner and just airballs a three by about 4 feet. It was as bad of a sequence as I can remember from Steph Curry. And Steve Kerr was asked about it after the game. Here's what Steve had to say.
You think Steph was lining up for a monster dunk?
It seemed like.
You seen Steph's dunks?
He was going to try something.
I thought it was going to be one of those layups where he just pulls the rim down a little bit to make it seem like. He's done a lot of those over the years. Yeah, that was a tough moment for Steph, but you know, he's had a pretty good run so far in the NBA. So it's going to happen at some point. We all have our embarrassing moments in this league if you play long enough.
Steve, do you know if that had anything to do with there was some speculation that maybe the floor was slick because there was just been a hockey game?
Sure looked like it, but on that play, I didn't notice other plays.
So Steve Kerr having fun with it after the fact, knowing Steph is fine, which is understandable because I did too. Going to take one last break, come back, cover a few more things from this game. That's all coming up next here on Locked On Warriors on the Locked On Podcast Network. What up, everybody? Welcome back to Locked On Warriors. Charles T. Hamilton, what's good? Just a couple more notes from tonight's game I wanted to get to you. Late in the fourth, Jordan Bell was in the game, and there was a timeout. You know, it wasn't anything, I don't know, I didn't see anything egregious from Jordan Bell's play for him to, I don't know, maybe get yelled at or anything like that. I don't know. But coming back from break, they caught Jordan Bell and Steve Kerr in a pretty heated conversation. They were definitely going at it a little bit. And hard to say what it was. Steve Kerr was asked about it after the game, and he was kind of short with his answer, but here's what he had to say.
It was total misinterpretation of something I said, and we cleared it up.
So there's his answer. Maybe it's all good. Maybe it's that innocent. But I don't know. Maybe not. Not going to feed too much into it, but it's been a rough second year for Jordan Bell. And we didn't exercise today with one of the other Locked On hosts from the network. He was asking about trades and stuff like that, hypotheticals. And, you know, there's only a short list of players that might get traded for the Warriors. And there's so many moving parts, it won't happen because, you know, even if they were willing to trade Jordan Bell, his salary's only, you know, what, 1.4. So I don't know what kind of player you're going to get back for 1.4 million, yada, yada, yada. But it was just another situation where it was like, you know, I don't know, maybe. It's been a rough second year for him. I really like Jordan Bell. I hope it works out for him here. But just another chapter in a rough second year for him. But I do want to mention that as soon as it happened that him and Steve Kerr, him, Jordan Bell, and Steve Kerr got into it a little bit, that immediately Steph Curry and Kevin Durant went to him and were talking him up and trying to not defuse the situation, but trying to help Jordan Bell understand and being leaders. And also, as soon as the game ended, same thing. Steph and KD went up to him immediately. So that was interesting and pretty cool to see. Just see those guys be leaders, and also knowing, you know, KD's pretty fond of Jordan Bell. So is Draymond. You know, we all know that from last year. He was like they're like puppy, you know. And so it was just an interesting piece of a weird situation tonight between Steve Kerr and Jordan Bell. A couple of last notes from tonight's game. DeMarcus Cousins was able to up his minutes from 15 in the first game to 22 tonight. Draymond Green in his last four games has 43 assists and four turnovers. And lastly, Klay Thompson, the man of the night. 10 straight threes to start a game is the new record in the NBA. 10 straight threes without a miss until your first miss is the new record in the NBA, and it's Klay Thompson's. We all remember that 37-point quarter he had where he knocked down 9 straight, but that wasn't to start the game. Blah, 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 blah. Another record for the Warriors. Seems like they're doing it every night. One of the last things I want to do for you guys, I want to play Klay's post-game interview with Kristen Ledlow. It's a TNT game. So he was interviewed by Kristen Ledlow after the game, and here is Klay's post-game interview.
It was not a close game, largely thanks to you. You set an NBA record knocking down your first 10 threes in a row. Where does your mind go when your hand is that hot?
Took a couple bad shots, a couple heat checks, but they went in tonight, fortunately. When you got the hot hand, you're just looking for that little ounce of space, because all you need is an inch or two, and that thing's just flicking off your wrist so easy, and it just happened to be one of those nights.
Your team now has won 8 in a row. At this point in the season, halfway through, what does that say about this team moving forward?
Oh, we're locking in. We're here to defend our throne. We know how hard it's going to be. Obviously, they're shorthanded without one of the best players in the world tonight, and long their point guard. So regardless, it's still a great win. But we really want to, you know, finish out this stretch strong going into All-Star break, because we know it's going to be a battle down the stretch.
And as you continue to lock in, you're welcoming DeMarcus Cousins into this lineup. He had the opportunity to facilitate some of the offense in the fourth quarter. What are you most looking forward to about having him as a teammate on the floor?
Definitely his playmaking ability and his ability to stretch the floor. You can't just sag off in the paint on DeMarcus. You saw in the Clipper game him knocking down 3 or 4 threes, whatever it was. You saw tonight his ability to pass out the post, pass from the top of the key. He's just such a cerebral player. He's going to plug right in with us so well. And you saw with me, too, he sets amazing screens. He's so hard to get around. You can get me, Steph, and KD can get easy looks from him.
Play calm and cool as always. It's impressive. You said you don't set NBA records being frustrated, and you are not.
No, you don't.
Congrats.
There is Klay on his record-setting night. One last note about Klay Thompson I got to give you before we get to League Pass picks and wrap this thing up. Klay Thompson, in the month of January, in 9 games, is averaging 26.8 points a game on 57% shooting, 51% from 3. That's 51% from 3. 42 of 83 from 3 in January. He brought up the All-Star break. Man, Klay is not going to want the All-Star break to come if he continues playing like this. League Pass picks for tonight. Good transition. Chuck, going to go with Blazers Thunder. The Trailblazers beat the Jazz last night to get 10 games over 500. If there's another team that I'm confident will definitely make the playoffs, it's the Blazers with the whole jumbled up Western Conference. Thunder beat the Knicks yesterday after getting pushed around by Philly. So that should be a good one. And then Clippers, Mavs. I mean, what else do I got to say? Two similar teams. Clippers are 25 and 21, been struggling lately. Mavs 20 and 26, also struggling. Two teams fighting to remain in the playoff hunt in the crazy Western Conference. That'll do it for Locked On Warriors. Thank you to NBA on TNT for that Klay Thompson interview. Thank you guys so much for listening. I'll be back tomorrow with another episode of Locked On Warriors on the Locked On Podcast Network.
You can't climb a mountain if it's smooth, right? You got to go over the rough spots. Peace.
You are Locked On Warriors, your daily podcast on the Golden State Warriors, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.